علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge. We are covering the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And this topic, of course, is quite important, as you must have noticed till today. And it is something that is affecting us now as we sit here and as we speak and listen, because every aspect of our lives as Muslims has to be defined by prophetic teachings. And one of the important discussions that is there with regards to prophethood is there in the first sermon of Nahjul Balagha, and we are presently discussing about that continuum of prophetic, teachings that are there for mankind throughout history until today, for mankind to have something to hold on to so as to achieve guidance and achieve their purpose in life. And in the previous session, we mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never leaves the community, a community of four things, either of these four things, either a prophet or a book or a clear proof or a clear path. These four things that inshallah we shall discuss as time allows us and as we open up the discussions that are there in the sermon, inshallah.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, in the previous session, we mentioned the first point, which was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't leave this world of either of these four things. One of them was min nabiyyin mursal. Allah doesn't leave the earth or the creation empty of either of these four things. And one of those was a prophet who is sent. And we talked about the difference between a Nabi and a Rasul, or a Nabi and a Mursal. Here Imam Ali alayhi salam is talking about a Nabi who is sent. Nabiyin Mursal, or a Nabi that has got a message to proclaim to people, or a Nabi, a prophet that is giving message to the people. Now, we say that a Nabi is someone who has a divine message Now, definitely one who has a divine message has a duty. I cannot say that I have a divine message, but I don't have a duty. What would be the use of that divine message otherwise? Well, one would argue that maybe that divine message is therefore only for me as a person. Let's say that prophet himself. There could be arguable, but some of the scholars do not accept that as an argument and say that definitely one who has a divine message has also a duty to give that message. And therefore, a Nabi is a Rasul. A prophet is a messenger also. But they also mention this important factor that a person can be a Nabi, that means have a divine message, but the social, political and the intellectual circumstance of that community does not allow that person, that prophet, to express that knowledge. So he could be a Nabi at a specific period of time, but not a Rasul, not a messenger. This is a technical, you can say, theological discussion that I thought just we can have a rough idea about that. And inshallah, someone who is interested can go and do some in-depth research or just listen to some more lectures on this or read some books about them. But there is a difference of opinion here. And of course, what is clear is that the Prophet of God, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the final prophet and also the final messenger because he came with the final message and the final Sharia. And this is a discussion that can be, left for those who are scholars of theology to undergo. What I wanted to just mention here is that based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam, is that throughout history there has to be a messenger who gives out that message. If not, then there are other three substitutes that we shall discuss about in the coming segment.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions another thing also, that he says that either of these four things have to be present as aspects of the continuation of the prophetic mission. And one of them that we previously mentioned just in this very session was min nabiyyin mursal. And then he goes on to say, أَوْ كِتَابٍ مُنْزَلْ, or a book that has been revealed, or a book that has been brought down. Now, if you notice, I am a bit hesitant of using the word revealed for as a translation for munzal, because a revelation is basically, you can say, a divine expression or a divine, you can say, opening or unfurlment of something. To reveal means to open up something, right? But this is not always the case. In fact, when we talk about, in Islamic terminologies, when we talk about inzal or tanzil, in both of them, there is an aspect of coming down, of there being a downward movement from somewhere above to somewhere below. Now, when you talk about this, does it mean that there was a book up there and it came down? No, it doesn't mean that. There's another meaning to that, and that is that there is some form of, downgradation, or you can say simplification of those deep and lofty statements. And they come down, meaning that they are kind of simplified. That lofty nature of theirs is kind of downgraded so that the material mind and the normal people can try and understand that. Now, when we talk about downgrading, I don't mean that the lofty nature goes away. Rather, it is given a material aspect so that the material entity, like a human being with his material mind, can connect to it and then discover the deeper realities, inshallah, that we shall talk about in the coming sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه